Hi, this is Deanna Washington, and I'm here with my classmate, Kayla Minko.
Hello.
And Kayla, I hear you're doing something really cool on Halloween this year.
Yeah, I'm actually doing Halloween portraits at my work.
Where do you work at?
I work at River Forest Golf Club.
Awesome. And how did you get the opportunity to do this?
Well, they needed a photographer to do portraits, and they knew I was in school for photography, so they asked me, and I said yes.
So who will be the customers that come to get their Halloween portrait taken?
It's going to be the members at the golf club. They're going to bring their families, so it'll be mostly children that I'll be taking pictures of.
And where will you be taking their pictures?
It's going to be in front of the golf club. It'll be outside, so I'm going to be using all ambient light, so sunlight, and I might actually try to use a flash for fill light.
Awesome. And will there be a set, or tell me about the design of the pictures?
Well, it's got to be Halloween themed, so I heard of a barn that was being torn down, so I went and got the barn doors off of it, and that's going to be my background, and then we're going to set up a couple of bales of hay, and some pumpkins, and just fall leaves, you know.
Awesome. Now, how will the parents go about getting these pictures?
Well, they'll just come up to the golf club, and there's going to be activities for the kids, and pictures will be out front, so they'll see me as soon as they come in, and it'll be $10 for a 5x7 and 4 wallets, so it's very inexpensive.
Yeah, and are you getting paid to do this?
Well, it's going to be the $10 for the 5x7 and the 4 wallets, and I'll actually use that money to pay for the prints, and then whatever I have left over will be my profit.
And will you be mailing the prints to the parents?
No, they will actually be picking them up at the golf club 2 weeks later, so.
Well, that works out. So, Kayla, you said you were going to use some flash to fill in for the portraits. How do you plan on doing this?
Well, we actually had a lecture today on using a fill flash, so I'm going to try to experiment with that. I have a SB600 for my flash, and I'll probably be hand-holding the camera and use the tripod for the flash so I can get some different light coming in at different angles, some side lighting.
So with all the portraits you'll be taking for several hours, how do you plan on keeping your batteries charged for your flash?
Well, I looked into buying a battery pack, and with that you need a cord to sync with the flash. So you can do that or just carry a lot of batteries. So I have a couple of different options.
Well, I hope that all works out really well for you. Thanks for coming in and letting us interview today, and hopefully we can maybe talk to you after and see how all the shots went.
Okay, sure. Thank you.